You are listening to an American Free Press podcast.
The trial, how many days did it go on for?
It went on for, I think, 6 weeks.
Was it a 12-member jury?
Yes.
Okay. Was it representative of the demographics there?
Absolutely. It was a nice cross-section of jury members. I was very pleased after jury selection. I attended jury selection. I was very, very pleased with it. Judge Roberts, she was fair and impartial. If somebody had said that, you know, I really think these guys are guilty, I'm scared of them, she just would dismiss that person, like, instantly. She's like, uh-uh, thank you for coming. Bye-bye.
Well, that's great.
This lady is a classy lady. Judge Roberts conducted herself with the utmost professionalism throughout this whole 2 years. I really have to commend her and, again, thank her for that. She was appointed by Bill Clinton, and that was the best decision that ever came out of the Clinton administration, was appointing this lady. She's a true constitutionally motivated judge. And the guys all loved her. They still love her, you know. Everybody's pleased, obviously, with the outcome that we now know has happened.
Right.
She did the right thing.
If you didn't get her, if you got some real jerk, then it might have unfolded in a completely different way.
Absolutely. Without a doubt. The judge was instrumental in this case for a fair trial. Even if these guys had gotten convictions through a jury, I would have been satisfied that they would have gotten a fair shake in this. And I'm sure they would all agree to that.
Could you tell if the jury was kind of getting impatient and disgusted with the fact that the government really had no case? Is that something that was evident to you?
Yes, it was. It was very evident.
Okay, so finally they had enough. The government rested. How did these guys get their defense lawyers? Were they assigned to them or did they pay for them?
Yeah, it was court appointed. And when they announced that in the beginning of this ordeal, I was deathly scared of that announcement. That troubled me the most. I was like, okay, it's the federal government sending in their lawyers to defend these guys. Their salaries are from the federal government. Hello, they're not going to get a fair trial at all. And I actually called a meeting amongst the lawyers. So me and my good friend Jimmy Scheel went down to Detroit and we met with every one of the lawyers, and they heard what we had to say about Dave and the group. And the thing is that everything that Jimmy and I said to them in that meeting perfectly matched everyone else's testimony with all the witnesses they had been interviewed until that point. All of what Mike and Tom and the boys themselves have all said, everything matched. Nobody deviated from the story. Nobody deviated from the truth of what really happened. And so they knew after meeting with us that they had a pretty solid defense. And I really liked the lawyers. They were dynamic. They were inquisitive. They were asking all the right questions. And after I met with them, I'm just like, I think these guys are going to kick the government's butt. Well, that's how I felt after I left the meeting. I had a great experience with these lawyers. You call them the dream team. They really were a dream team. Our favorite lawyer, Mike Ratai, said it was like winning the Stanley Cup. And it really was. It was like the Stanley Cup of free speech.
Right.
Is what happened.
Well, that's great. Because so often it turns out the other way.
It does.
You got to wonder what the heck is going on in this country.
Well, with one of our guys, Oz, his lawyer actually got him to change his not guilty plea to guilty. And he pleaded guilty to possession of an illegal weapon and the crime of violence, whatever the hell that charge was. His lawyer got him to plead guilty, so he took a deal and they gave him 5 years. And everybody else's, his lawyer kind of stabbed him in the back. The rest of them fought diligently and admirably, and God darn, I tell you right now, I eat my hat because of what I said or thought in the beginning of these guys being bad guys because they were court-appointed lawyers.
Right.
You know, I ate my shorts on that one, and I'm glad I did. I thoroughly admit it. Every one of these lawyers have been dynamic and wonderful.
Kind of gives you hope that there is some hope.
It does. Mm-hmm. Absolutely. It makes me proud to be an American citizen right now, and there is hope.
And that's really what this is all about. It's about being an American and longing for what it was like to be an American growing up. Things are changing, and you don't like what you see.
Absolutely.
I'm sure a lot of people would understand that. You felt good all along during these 6 weeks, and you attended the trial pretty much in its entirety. But when the jury came with its verdict, did you pretty much know what they were going to say?
Well, nope. The jury didn't have to deliberate on this. The judge, after the prosecution rested, said that for what she had saw, she had enough of the evidence to dismiss the charges.
Wow.
It never got down to a jury decision. She dismissed the first seven counts. Dave and Josh plead guilty to their weapons charges, so they were released out on bond on tether. And then she brought the jury in. She explained everything to them. You know, you don't have to deliberate. And it was neat because when they came out, Mike Meeks is sitting next to me where the citizens sit, and she informed them about what her decision was. And the jury would have agreed because we got to actually talk to some of the jurors yesterday, which is pretty unprecedented. Another unprecedented thing that happened yesterday is after the hearing was over for Dave and Josh, the jurors brought in their own food, you know, and they had a big smorgasbord back there. And some of them actually came out to talk to us. And they were all pretty much saying that they would have acquitted these guys. But the judge beat them to it. Another unprecedented thing is what happened yesterday was that the U.S. Marshals actually allowed television cameras into the courthouse and into the courtroom. And they interviewed Dave and Josh right there. They were swarmed by these cameras. There was just a press swarm, cameras and microphones and newspaper guys all over the place. It was a circus. It was incredible. It was the first time, I think, in history that they allowed cameras in the courtroom like that.
Wow.
And another unprecedented thing was me and Michael Meeks and a couple of our buddies were able to go back into the judge's office in her chambers, and we were able to thank her in person. That, I think, unprecedented, too. It was remarkable. She wanted to know who we all were, and I'll never forget this experience as long as I live. Once Josh and Dave went upstairs to get fitted for their tethers, all of us as a group walked out of that courthouse together, and it was a great day. It was a great day. Wonderful.
Government must have been pissed off, man.
Oh, were they angry. They were just steaming. They're still steaming.
Yeah, that's great.
But it's a victory for the First Amendment and the Second Amendment. We had the right to a well-regulated militia. We had that right to go out and do what we did.
Sure.
And we were not committing any crime, and we were not doing anything wrong.
Maybe these clowns in the FBI and the rest of these militant organizations, maybe they'll finally say, you know what, is it really worth it for my career to destroy the lives of people? That's literally what they're doing. I've studied this enough.
Absolutely.
And I've talked to people who have worked for the government their whole lives, who have written books. I've interviewed plenty of people. And that's really the bottom line. The bottom line is that what they're doing to enhance their careers, they are destroying the lives of innocent Americans because they're easy targets. And obviously Dave was an easy target.
Yeah.
Would you agree with that?
Yep, it was very easy to get Dave to talk about whatever.
Wendy Lineweaver, I want to thank you so much for the time you spent explaining all this to the listeners.
Well, thank you too, sir, for allowing me to express my First Amendment opinions.
Absolutely. Thanks so much, Wendy.
Thank you too. Bye-bye now.